Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, I wasn't here Monday, and I didn't really get to chime in much about Michigan and Ohio State, so we can't move forward until we look back one last time at the game last Saturday. Ryan Day had the worst game plan as a head coach in college football since blank.
Since his game last year, 23, since 22, since 21. I mean, like, he has had so much talent. And I know Michigan the last couple of years had some talent, had more talent than they obviously do now. But to get away from what they do every single time, you've had, and this is a great wide receiving core, but they had Marvin Harrison Jr. They had Garrett Wilson. They had so many playmakers, yet they want to puff up their chest and act like they're tough. Like every single year it is, I can't believe how ignorant they are in putting together a game plan.
John said ignorant. You could also say insecure. This idea they have to prove that they're this tough team. They're very insecure. I'm going to give a different answer just so that we get some variety here.
What, leather helmets?
No, I won't go back, pull a Stoney. I'll go to Ohio State, though, and I'll go to a team that Ohio State lost to that didn't throw for 100 yards. It was an Urban Meyer game, actually. 2015, they lost to Tyler O'Connor and Michigan State. 17-14, low-scoring game where Zeke Elliott only had 12 carries on a cold, wet day. That was the season he ran for 1,800 yards, so that's the game I'd point to.
Excellent answer. I love that answer. And I, John, I know what you said about the previous years. I just think it dwarfed it on Saturday in terms of taking the whole physicality thing personal instead of just winning the freaking game.
But what they've done every year.
I know, but this year, it was just absurd what they did Saturday. But
there's no question. It blows my mind.
All right. Jerry Palm's CBS Bowl projections has Michigan facing Missouri in the Music City Bowl on December 30th. That's the same day the Lions play the Niners, by the way. But it'd be a day game.
Yeah.
The bowl game. Do you like this spot for Michigan, or would you rather see a different opponent in a different venue?
Am I allowed to pick like any venue regardless of tie-ins?
A reasonable bowl.
Okay. How about the Pop-Tarts Bowl, where you can watch a mascot be toasted in front of everybody? Play it on the 28th in Orlando, and John, let's have your Wolverines face the Oklahoma Sooners, two programs at a similar point.
I don't want to go to Florida. I just don't. We went to Nashville this past summer for a softball tournament. I fell in love with Nashville. It is unbelievably fun. Now, I'm only going to be down there for probably a night, but it'll be a hell of a run for 12 hours. I love the fact that there's a chance, and I hope it's probable, that they go to the Music City Bowl. And, I mean, I at that point, I don't care who they play. Give me Missouri. Give me anybody else. I don't care.
Florida?
Let's just floor.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Is Vandy Bowl eligible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about in Vandy at the Music City Bowl?
A home game for him?
Yeah, I think that would be really cool. I'd love to see him play the Commodores. I think they played him within the last 10 years or something. Maybe it's been longer.
Michigan,
I know that
Vandy?
I know they played them non-con in my life, so I don't know. It could have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Throwing a flag. So you went from great answer, Jim, to bad answer on this one.
That's okay. Yeah. Can't win them all.
They play Oklahoma next year.
Oh, you're right.
Week two.
Okay, make it Florida.
Again?
Yeah, it's been
they
a few years.
They played Florida like twice in the bowl in the last 10 years. The Jake Rudock game and then the disaster at the Peach Bowl.
All right, fine. Ole Miss. There you go.
Like how I'm picking this apart. Michigan State finished their season at 5-7 after an embarrassing home loss to Rutgers. Do you have full confidence MSU made the right hire in Jonathan Smith?
I don't know that you can have full confidence that it's right or that it's wrong. I give, in at the college level, I give them all a mulligan on year one. And let's see what can happen when you get embedded in that university. You understand the culture of the university, the footprint. The question I have is, he's never coached or led a program in the Midwest. And I just have a question about, will he be able to get inroads? So I have confidence it's the perfect hire. His track record says he's going to be able to get it right. But I don't have confidence that it's not.
You know, I think really hurts him is Kirk Cignetti. Cignetti brought in some of his guys, a lot of his guys. Jonathan Smith brought in a quarterback, a tight end, a center. He brought in not as many guys.
Quarterback as much as work it.
The point is, he brought in some of his guys, and they finished with a losing record, 1-4 in the last five, and there's very little juice going into the offseason, very little to sell in the portal. I don't think you should be 100% confident.
A fellow coworker, I'm not going to name names, so I don't know if you wanted to publicize this, but did say Jonathan Smith needs to get a little bit more Midwestern.
Okay.
Right. The entire staff is too West Coast and get those roots planted and maybe copy a little bit out of what Dusty May has done at Michigan already.
Sure.
So
I'd like that comparison.
The power surge did not include the 9-3 Packers this week, and I actually agree with that. Many feared the Packers were the biggest threat to the Lions in the NFC North heading into the season. Simple but loaded question. Who's the better team, the Packers or the Vikings?
Both quarterbacks turn the ball over a little too much, but the Vikings are the better run defense during the quarterback. They have more wins. High-end coaching both sides of the ball. I'll go Vikings.
I'm going to go Vikings because I have more confidence that they're going to be more consistent. When you look at the Pack, I think the Pack has more talent.
Maybe, yeah.
I think Jordan Love it could be a better quarterback, obviously, than Sam Darnold, but I just don't trust him at this point. I don't think he's learned enough. I don't think he has enough reps at the NFL level to understand how critical every single snap is. It's never going to be perfect. So I think high-end talent, Packers. Consistency, Vikings.
All right, good answer there. And that was kind of just a checkpoint for me because I always feel like the Vikings just keep getting disrespected. They went in the Lambeau and they won this year. I mean, and it just seems like people still fear this Green Bay coming on thing. All right, the Eagles have won 8 straight games and have clearly emerged as a real threat in the NFC. With all the injuries to the Lions, the number one seed could be in jeopardy. If the Eagles host the Lions in the NFC Championship game, would you pick the Lions to win?
Yep, 100%. And this team has proven that they can win in any type of situation. I've gone into, and I have a kind of a unique perspective, gone into the vet originally and then the link. And that crowd can be wild and crazy, but this team has composure. I think the leadership that they have with Dan Campbell, they'll have the confidence going in there. And run game travels, defense travels. I do expect them to be healthy by that time. So I would 100% pick the Lions to win that game.
The win outdoors in Green Bay is a huge feather in their cap. Yes. Next question.
Wow. That's my biggest fear right now is that game happening.
Sure.
I don't know who I'd pick. I'm on the fence.
It's maybe the toughest spot that they would have to go play because I don't see them having to go to Minnesota. I don't know that they would ever get to the number two seed or number one seed. Green Bay, I don't care. So it's really the Lions or the or the Eagles.
Yep, two best teams.
All right, we're going to have a receipt here maybe potentially because I'm going to go into a place I maybe shouldn't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Chiefs are 11-1, but have only a plus 54-point differential. I truly believe Mahomes and Reed are Brady and Belichick 2.0. At the same time, I believe this is a little bit of a, quote, down year for the Chiefs, much like the Patriots had once in a while. I'm writing off the Chiefs to reach the Super Bowl this year. Are you with me or against me?
I'm against you. Look, the Bills beat them head-to-head in the regular season. They've done that before. Have yet to do it in the playoffs. And then I look around the AFC. I don't trust the Steelers, who haven't won a playoff game since 2016. And I don't trust the Ravens and Lamar in the playoffs. It's Mahomes until proven otherwise.
I'm never going to write off Patrick Mahomes. When you have the best quarterback in the NFL, and maybe he's not playing up to that level. I don't know. I haven't done a deep dive into what's going on in Kansas City. Other than he just simply finds a way. And in playoff games, you just simply have to find a way. I'm never going to write off Patrick Mahomes until he's retired.
All right, just mentioned Brady. So he recently suggested that penalizing QBs for sliding late should be on the table. Would you support the NFL imposing a penalty like this?
Yeah, especially if there's probably going to be some caveat of, you know, a fake slide or a fake run out of bounds. I would 100%, and I think the penalty should match what it would be if they got hit late. So if they're going to slide late, or if they're going to fake a slide, then it's 15 yards the other way.
100% would support this. If you slide late, you don't protect yourself, you are setting that defender up to look bad. They have to play violent. They have to defend the yardage. They have to stop you from getting a first down. And when you slide late, you are doing it to yourself. I would go a step further. If an offensive player lowers the crown of their helmet to try to get a first down, that's no different than a defensive player lowering the crown of their helmet.
Come
on. You got to be consistent here. Are we protecting the head or are we not?
All right. I've got one more, and it's not for you guys. It's for Mr. Greg Hargrave.
Oh.
Greg, you've always been a Packers fan. And you really have adored what the Lions have done here the last few years. And you even tried to apply to become part of the fan base officially on the air. And you kind of got rejected, although I welcome you with open arms because I think everybody shouldn't be included except for the Ricos of the world, like that it's still hate or the Chapmans, you know. Greg, who are you rooting for tonight?
I don't think any of us rejected Greg.
First of all, if I was, quote, rejected... Oh, is that I'm going to go home and not watch the Lions and not root for the Lions? Okay. I'm going to root for the Lions today.
How dare you?
Not an issue.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that is the Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1.